USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. President Biden has announced a major upgrade in U.S. military aid to Ukraine.
Today, I'm announcing that the United States will be sending 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine, the equivalent of one Ukrainian battalion.
Along with the parts needed to maintain the tanks and people to train the Ukrainians in their operation. He says Ukraine needs the tanks to counter Russia's evolving military moves. The president also thanked Germany for sending its Leopard tanks to Ukraine and for allowing other NATO nations to send their Leopards to the battle. A huge storm is again making life miserable around the USA, starting with around a dozen tornadoes that struck around Houston yesterday.
Now, I've been through numerous thunderstorms, couple of tornado watches, everything. This is the first time it's actually hit this close.
Baytown, Texas resident Daniel Gallegos is already cleaning up. The system that spawned the tornadoes is now bearing down on the Midwest, causing hundreds of canceled flights. Correspondent Maggie Vespas monitoring from Indianapolis.
Close to 80 million people under winter weather alerts. Also close to 37 million under some kind of wind alert. So speaking to the kind of, again, damage that we could see from this system that is just so widespread.
But the temperatures have risen in New York City and Washington, D.C. to the point that they will not see their first snow of winter. The former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Democrat Adam Schiff, says he knows why new House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is kicking Schiff off that panel.
The cardinal sin appears to be that I led the impeachment of his master in Mar-a-Lago.
Schiff says McCarthy's entirely reliant on former President Trump. McCarthy is citing what he calls the new standard for committee assignments that Democrats used in denying assignments in the last Congress to Republicans Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar. Poor earnings reports have sent stocks down. The Nasdaq lost as much as 2% in trading today. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
If you're a sky watcher, think about looking up.
It's time to see the comet known as C2022E3, marked by its bright green nucleus and long, faint ion tail. It's visible now with telescopes and binoculars. The best chance of seeing the speck of light with your eyes is the first week of February. The reason why the comet is glowing green is because ultraviolet radiation from our sun is absorbed by a molecule in the comet called diatomic carbon. The comet will appear to the north from the USA. And don't forget, get away from the light pollution of your city. I'm Lance Pry.
The Secret Service has released its latest report on mass attacks around the USA.
A new report from the Secret Service's National Threat Assessment Center says half of the mass attacks in the United States from 2016 to 2020 were triggered by personal, domestic, or workplace issues. The report adds a gun was used in 75% of the attacks, which was illegally acquired by 23% of the attackers.
Correspondent Tim Berg. Texas is number last when it comes to preventing both smoking and vaping. That's according to a new study done by the American Lung Association. It's slamming the state for underfunding tobacco education programs and for failing to impose taxes on e-cigarettes. The Lung Association says one way to cut down on kids smoking and vaping is to raise prices. Studies have shown that higher prices prevent many kids from buying those products. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Nacho, yeah, you nachos.
Hey, I'll take some.
Great, and some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah, I'm good.
Oh, you're just gonna eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no Frank's? Seriously? Frank it up, Frank it up. Come on, lady, Frank it up, Frank it up, Frank it up. Yeah. Yeah, this guy finally gets it. Hey, look, we're on the Jumbotron.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.